Today we are going to learn Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis in Maseches Megillah. If you remember, the last thing we did on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph was about the three people who ruled over the entire world. The Braisa told us Achashverosh, Achav, Nebuchadnezzar. They ruled over the entire planet. So the Gemara starts with a question: that what do you mean? There's more people that ruled over the entire planet. The Suleka, Vayika Shlomo. What about Shlomo Melech? There's a simon over here. There's a mnemonic to remember everything that's coming up, because we're going to talk about the simon is Shin Samach Dalid Chav Shasdach, because we're going to talk about Shlomo Sancheiriv Dar Yavesh and Koresh. So that's abbreviated by Shasdach. Most of the time, people ignore simonim when we see it in the Gemara. These are just mnemonic devices to help people remember things. We don't look at them. That's probably why we never remember anything. But okay, so the Shasdach of Suleka Vayika Shlomo. What about Shlomo Melech? So Lo Salik Malchusei. Now, he never got to complete his kingdom because he lost his kingdom at some point in time. Hanich Lamander Melech Vahedil. Yeah, that makes sense if you assume that Shlomo Melech, the Gemara in Gittin really goes through the story on Daf Samaches of how Shlomo lost his kingdom. So that makes sense if you assume that he lost it and never got it back. Lamander Melech Vahedil to Melech. But if you assume that he was a melech, then he lost it, then he got it back. So then, Michael Meimar. So then, why wouldn't Shlomo be mentioned in the Brisa? He did complete his kingdom if he got it back. So as Gemara, Shlomo milchachrita havebe. There was something else about Shlomo that the other people in the Brisa didn't have, and that's why Shlomo was too great to be mentioned in the Brisa. His malchus expanded beyond where the people in the Brisa's malchus expanded. Because Shlomo shemolach al elyonim v'al atachtonim, he not only ruled over earth, he ruled over all the heavenly bodies also. Shlomo al kisei Hashem, Shlomo, so to speak, sat on God's throne, and that's why he's not mentioned in the Brisa. Not because he's too small for the Brisa, he's too big for the Brisa. So the Gemara says, okay, but v'ahav asan cheriv. What about Sancheiriv? Didn't he rule over the entire world? Where of the gods of any of these lands save their land from me? Sancheiriv says. So you see that Sancheiriv was in charge of the whole world. So Gemara's answer is Yerushalayim d'lo kavasha. There was Yerushalayim. He did not conquer Yerushalayim, so he didn't have the entire world. Okay, third one that we didn't mention in the Braisa. V'hikad Dar Yavesh. What about Dar Yavesh? He ruled over the entire world. Siv Dar Yavesh malkakasav l'chol amamya umay. That this is obviously a pasuk from Daniel. Daniel is the only book in Tanakh that's written in Aramaic, and these words are not Hebrew words, they're Aramaic. But it says that Daryavish wrote to all the people in the nations and the Lashonos, the languages that live in the whole world, everyone should have Shalom Chun Yaske, you should have a lot of peace. But he's writing to everybody, so you see that he controls the whole world. And Sugmari Ika Shavad Al Malachal. I know there were seven places he didn't control. It says that he ruled over 120 places, not 127. So he was seven short. Vayika Koresh, a fourth and final challenge. What about Koresh? He ruled over the entire world. That Hashem gave me everything. It's all the kingdoms. So Hashem. He was a bunch of hot air. He was just boasting, but it wasn't actually true. He didn't. He was having a Richard Sherman moment for those who are football fans. He was just. He was just saying how great he was, but it wasn't actually true about himself. So the main point number one in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis: Shlomo HaMelech didn't complete his kingdom, or was too great of a king to be listed amongst the three who ruled over the entire world. Sancheiriv, Daryavesh, and Koresh didn't really rule the entire world. Okay, so again the Gemara now goes back to the Megillah. So it was in those days when the king was sitting on his throne, and it says afterwards, Bishnas Shalosh Lamalcho, in the third year of his reign. So apparently everything happened a little bit later, not when he first got on his throne. So what does it mean when he sat on his throne? It means once he was calmed down. It was in the third year, he was calm about what would be with the Jewish people, and he didn't think that the Jews were ever going to go back to have a geula again, because Amar Achashverosh said to himself, Balshetzar chishavatav. Balshetzar did some sort of, the previous king of Babel, Balshetzar made it some sort of cheshbon. He made a calculation about when the 70 years of galus are going to end for the Jewish people between the first and the second Beis Hamikdash, and once the 70 years, what he thought was the 70 years passed, and the Jewish people did not have geula yet, he celebrated. But Achashverosh realized that Balshetzar Baal Sheitzer had made a mistake, so it was a premature celebration. He said, I'm going to make a calculation, but I'm not going to make any mistakes. So once he was certain that there was not going to be any Gula anymore, Achashverosh made a big party. So Maihi, what was Baal Sheitzar's cheshbin and mistake? Because the pasuk says, when the Jewish people are in Bavel for 70 years, that's when Hashem is going to remember us and bring us back. The 70 years from when Yerushalayim was destroyed. So Baal Sheitzar thought the years for Bavel began with the with Nebuchadnezzar taking the throne. So Chasher Aban v'chamish Nebuchadnezzar v'asim v'thastav. So he said, okay, Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years. The guy who took over for him, Evel Merodach, ruled for 23 years. 45 plus 23 is 68. I've been ruling for 2 years already. That's 70. So Hashem, it's 70 years. So, and look at that. The Jewish people aren't having Geula yet. So he took out all the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash and he started using them and he started celebrating the fact that the Jewish people are never leaving. So that was his cheshbon. Now he was wrong because the 70 years doesn't count from when Nebuchadnezzar first took the throne. That's what he was wrong about, but that was his cheshbon. So says Gemara, Nebuchadnezzar minol and darban v'chameshin in malach. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? So a little bit of math. Da'amar mar, galu b'sheva, galu b'shmona, galu b'shmona esrei, galu b'tshayesrei. The Jewish people went into galus in the 7th, in the 8th, in the 18th, and in the 19th years. So what does that mean? How does that mean that they went into galus in all these years? Galu b'sheva l'kibush Yoyachim galus Yoyachin. The galus of Yoyachin happened in the 7th year after Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim, Shishmona l'Nebuchadnezzar, which happened to be the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar being the king. Galu b'shmona esrei l'kibush Yoyachim galus Tzidkiyahu. The galus of Tzidkiyahu happened in the 18th year after Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim, Shitsha esrei l'Nebuchadnezzar, which is the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar actually being the king. So that accounts for all of the numbers that we said. The Sheva, the Shmona esrei, the Tsha esrei. So Damar Mar, Shon Rishon l'kibush Ninveh. In the first year when Nebuchadnezzar became king, Ninveh was conquered. Shnia kibush Yoyachim. And in the second year is when he conquered Yehoyakim. So that was the order of what happened. So the Bavel happened in the year 3319 on the Jewish calendar, and that's when he took over the Melech Ashur and Nebuchadnezzar took over the throne. And then a year later, Nebuchadnezzar started dominating the Jewish people and took over the Jewish people. Good, so that's what happened. So the Gemara goes on now. That in the 37th year, from the Golos of Yoyachin, the king of Yehuda, in the 12th month, in the 25th of the month, that Avil Merodach, the Melech of Bavel, in the first year of his Malchus, he lifted up Yoyachin, king of Yehuda, and took him out of jail. So the Gemara says, Tmani, Nebuchadnezzar was in charge for 8 years before Yoyachin before the Golos of Yoyachin, before he sent Yoyachin into Golos, Utlasin Vesheva, and there was another 37 years afterwards that we just pointed out in the pasuk, Hare Arban v'chameshin v'chanetzah. So that's how we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years. Great. V'asun t'vast Evel Merodach. How do we know Evel Merodach ruled for 23 years? Gemara. We have a tradition that that's true. V'tarti didei plus the 2 years of Belshazzar's own kingdom, Hashivin. That's how we got to 70 years. So that's how we figured out that the 70 years are up. Amar hashavade sulam iparki. So he said, if the Jewish people are not yet redeemed, they're not going to be redeemed anymore. Apik money to be mikdashavi. So he took out the kelim from the base of Mikdash and he started using them. Hainu to Kamalei Daniel, and that's what Daniel said. The Almarash Shemaya Hisramamta Ulamayana Divese Hayisiv Kadmach. That Daniel told the Baal Sheitzar that above the Melech of Shemayim, you raise yourself up, and the Kelim of his Beis HaMikdash, they brought out in front of you. Uksiv, Beibilele, Katil Baal Sheitzar, Malka Kasda'a. And it says that same night, Baal Sheitzar, the Melech Kasdim, was killed. So he failed. So Uksiv, Daryavish, Medar, Kabal Malchusa, Kevar Shnin, Shitin, Vitartin. That Daryavish became the king at the age of 62. So Amar Iu Mitatai. So that was all Baal Sheitzar's mistake. So now Achashverosh says, okay, I get made it. Iu mitatai, he made this big mistake. What a moron Nepal Sheitzer is, because he calculated wrong. So he thought the Jewish people are never going to have a geula based on his 70-year calculation. Anocha shivna velote ina. I'm going to make a cheshbon. I'm not going to make a mistake. Miksiv lemalchus bavel. Does it say that the 70 years of galus for the Jewish people begins with the kingdom of Bavel? Nah. Lebavel ksiv. It says that the 70 years begin with Bavel. What does lebavel mean? My lebavel? Legalus bavel. It means 70 years from when Yehoyachin was sent into galus. Kama b'tzerin. So how much, how far off was Balshetzar in his cheshbon? Tamni, he was 8 years off, because it was in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign that he sent Yehoyachin into Galus. So the clock started 8 years later than Belshazzar thought. So Chashav Ailchilufayus HaChashverosh figured out that in place of the 8 years at the beginning that Belshazzar was wrong, so Chadad Belshazzar, Belshazzar ruled for one more year, V'chamish D'Dayavish V'Koresh, and D'Dayavish and Koresh ruled for another 5 years beyond that, V'tarti D'Day, and now HaChashverosh has already been ruling for 2 years, so HaShevin, and that's how he got to 70 years. So Kivin the Chazad Demol HaShevin V'Lifrok, when HaChashverosh saw 70 years were up, and the Jewish people are not redeemed, Amar HaShavadei Sulim V'Parki, he said, for sure they're not going to be redeemed anymore. Apik money to be mekadsha v'shtamishbu. He took out all the kelim based on mikdash and he used them. Bas satan riked b'neim v'haragas vashti. So as a punishment for that, the satan came out and danced amongst them and killed Vashti. Iva shapir chashuv. Wait a second. So what was wrong with Achashverosh's cheshbon? Achashverosh was very careful over here. He was going to make sure that he was not going to make the same stupid mistake that Balshetzer made. So where was he wrong? And Sigmar inunami iunami mitatai. He also made a mistake. He should have counted the 70 years from when Yerushalayim was destroyed, which was 11 years after Yehoyachin went into Galus. So it does not begin with the Galus of Yehoyachin, which is 8 years after the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. It's 11 years after that. So Balshetzer wasn't off by 8 years. Balshetzer was off by 19 years. And Achashverosh was off by 11 years. So main point number two, Balshetzer made a mistake about counting the 70 years of Galus. Achashverosh thought he would avoid that mistake, but he also made a mistake in how to count the years of Galus. So both of them celebrated prematurely. So the Gemara asked the following, Sof Sof Kama B'Tzeren. So how many years have to be taken off from Achashverosh's calculation? How much was he off? Chatz Rei. So we just said he was 11 years off. Iu Kama Malach. How long did Achashverosh serve as king? Arbesa. So he was king for 14 years. Barbesa Didei, Baile Mivni, Besa Migdash. So in the 14th year of Achashverosh being king, he should have rebuilt the Besa Migdash. Meaning, if, according to Achashverosh's own cheshbon, it was in his third year that the 70 years were up. We said that he was off by 11 years, so it should have been up in the 14th year of his reign. So that's when the Besa Migdash should have been built. Alamak Siv, Kadayin, Betelas, Avidas, Besa Loha, Dibir Shalayim. So why does it say that the work of the Avodah and the Besa Migdash was discontinued? A pasuk in Ezra that the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash didn't happen until the second year of Daryavesh, who was after Achashverosh. So it was a couple of years later. It's still a couple of years off. It should have happened in the last year of Achashverosh's reign, not in the second year of Daryavesh's reign. So why was the Beis Hamikdash late? Amarava Shana Mikutos Havu. Some of these years are not full years. They're only partial years. So we say that Daryavish and Koresh, when we add their years together, the one ruled for 3 years, one for 2 years, it doesn't equal five. Because the three is really 2.5, and the two is really 1.5, so it's really only 4 years that they ruled. And when we say Nebuchadnezzar, Nevel Merodach, had a total of 67 years, 68 years, it wasn't really 68, it was 67, because we count, if someone's Malchus ends midway through the year, that counts as one of his years. The next guy starts midway through the year, it counts as the first of his years. So that's why the Cheshbon was off a little bit. Tanya Namiachi, and the Brisa says, just like this, Vod Shana Cheres the Bavel Vamadar Yavish Vishlima. There was another year of the 70 for Bavel to still rule over the Jewish people after Balshetzer died, and Daryavesh was the one that arose to the throne, and he completed the 70 years. So it was only under Daryavesh's watch that the 70 years was up, and that's why And that's why the Beis Hamikdash was only rebuilt during the reign of Daryavish. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Af Daniel Ta Vahe Chushbina. One more line we can do over here, that Daniel also made a mistake in calculating the years. D'chsiv b'shnas achas l'molka, ani Daniel binosi basvarim, midkarm binosi m'chal d'ta. So he says, in the first year of his reign, I figured out the calculation. Now, when you say, I figured something out, it implies that prior to that, you hadn't figured it out. So by Daniel's own admission, it seems that he hadn't always figured it out, that he had made a mistake in terms of when the 70 years of Galus Bavel would be up. Okay, so we will stop there. So again, all of this was pretty much, today's Amud was pretty much just calculating when different people ruled and when the 70 years, the key is to realize that after the first base of Mitzvah was destroyed, we knew that there was only, and everybody knew that there was only going to be Golus for 70 years, and then the second base of Mitzvah was going to be rebuilt. But that doesn't mean that it was so obvious to everybody as to how exactly that would work out. People made mistakes. Belshazzar made a mistake, Achashverosh made a mistake, even Daniel made a mistake in figuring out when those 70 years begin, when those 70 years end. A lot of times when we have guarantees of number of years, it doesn't necessarily mean we know for sure when things are ending. Like the Shibun in Mitzrayim, for 400 years we're going to be, but it wasn't 400 years. Well, you have to know when exactly to start the Cheshbon, to start the count. Okay, so next time we'll pick up with Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph.